Hello and welcome to another episode of Detroiters Think Big, a small business podcast. My guest today is Asia Hamilton, the founder and director of the Norwest Gallery. Welcome, Asia.
Hello.
Great to have you here. Excited to talk to you. You know, we have a lot of different small businesses on and, you know, really learn more about how the artist community is dealing with COVID and handling this time. So welcome. Happy to have you here. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about where the gallery is located? So you're in the Grandmont Rosedale neighborhood, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We are located in North Rosedale on Grand River between Evergreen and Otter Drive. I particularly picked that neighborhood because I grew up in around that area, and I also live a mile and a half from the gallery. So I wanted to be in a space that was in a neighborhood and just gave an opportunity to just share the arts with right within the community. And it was a need for, you know, just for some arts and culture in that area. I mean, growing up, the only thing that we had to arts and culture was like the Norwest Theater, which was kind of like my ode to my community by naming Norwest Gallery.
Very cool. Very cool. So talk a little bit about kind of your journey. So you mentioned, obviously, you live now close to the gallery. Are you from that neighborhood? How did you come to found an art gallery, which I think is just a really interesting path?
I'm an artist first. So I have my degree in fine art photography. I've been doing photography for a long time. People know me as Photo Sensei. So I, you know, have been doing, you know, fine art photography for a while, and I've worked for, you know, like Free Press, Detroit News, a lot of the publications, doing freelance and stuff like that. So, you know, there just was a need to open up a space, you know, and for myself, because, you know, coming along and, you know, just being, you know, I felt, you know, like a Black person in the art community, there wasn't really a lot of spaces that spoke to me, you know, or even, you know, just didn't feel like I was at home in those spaces, you know? So I wanted to create a platform for, you know, artists of color specifically to be able to exhibit their work and, you know, and just have a place where they can like really start. So we do have a lot of emerging artists that come to the gallery and, you know, just a almost kind of like a training space. And you need that, you know, coming out of college or just beginning your career. So we deal with a lot of emerging artists as well as established artists. So it's a good mix of people in all contemporary art.
Very interesting. So you saw the need, you saw the opportunity, and you know, that's sometimes just what it takes. So that's very cool. Talk about the space itself. Talk about the Norwest Gallery, the building, you know, how you picked it and kind of what people can expect, you know, or, you know, kind of paint us a picture of what it's like in that space.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the way that I came to pick that space is I was a part of a collective called North End Studios, which was, you know, back in the day. And we had a space on East Grand Boulevard, which was where the illuminated mural is. It's now going to be something else. And it's not there anymore. It's the woman with the D earring, which is there, or lady with the D earring or something. But they, you know, originally we were in that building and that we made that an artistic space, but ended up being pushed out of that space, you know, because of, you know, people coming in and purchasing up all of the property after artists make it hot, right? So, you know, that happened to us three times. And after the third time, I said, you know what? I think I'm gonna just go back to, you know, my roots, where I grew up at and where I live, and, you know, look for a space in that area. And I always, you know, Rosedale Park is a thriving community. I mean, through all of the, you know, city bankruptcy and all of that, I mean, there's longstanding, you know, residents in that neighborhood. So, you know, it just seemed right to be in that area. So I started looking for a space and, you know, I found that space, but originally it didn't have anything, available. I mean, there was something available. The place that I'm in was available, but it was, it needed to be completely redone. And after putting like a furnace and some other things in other buildings, I was like, I don't want to do that again. So we ended up, I just kind of, you know, shelved it for a while. And then I got a call from Grandma Rosedale Development Corporation asking if I wanted to partner on a project. And I was able to acquire that space, the same exact space, completely renovated. That's how you know God is involved. You know, when you have a desire for something and, you know, and it's meant for you, it just happens that way. You know, it will come to you. So I'd like to thank God for for that space. And
yeah. So tell us a little bit about the space. So it's just an open gallery. Is there kind of some hangout space? I'm obviously, COVID times aside.
Yeah, it's a 1,200 square foot space. It's not really a super large space, but I've never been, I never needed such big spaces. You know, you can make a huge impact with a very small space. So, and then when you got all that space there, you got, you know, it's too much space. So, but anywho, but we show all like contemporary art, but we do all kinds of things in the gallery. I mean, you know, we've had plays, we've had live music, we've done poetry, we've had live performances, you know, like more performance art, we've done installation work. So the gallery transforms, and it's really an experience, coming from, just a very diverse background in art, everything from glass blowing to, pottery or whatever, and seeing, so much, I wanted to be able to bring all of that to that space and so that other people can experience what I experienced going through my art journey. So, we've had artists in the gallery from, South Africa, all the way from Iran. So we've had artists from all over exhibit in the space or, just use it as a platform to share about their work or their experiences.
Now, do you curate all of the art that's in the gallery?
Sometimes, for the most part, I curate a lot of the shows, but coming up this year, we are doing guest curators, which I'm really excited because that gives Asia a break. But at the same time, it's good to see what other people are seeing, and how they want to put things together and the type of experiences they want to convey. So we are doing a series of guest curators this year, and I'm excited to see what unfolds.
Very cool. How many artists, I know it's probably a little bit, malleable, but how many artists at any given time can you showcase in the gallery?
The last exhibit, we had 12 artists. Originally, we were doing it was like 20 artists or something like that. But I found that, having those huge group shows, you're not really able to see an experience. And I was like, it's just like having one M&M. Okay.
Which nobody does. That's not a thing.
Right. Or you're just going to get one Cheez-It. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going down. You got to be able to experience the whole bag. So,
we're just one work from an artist. It's hard because, you can't just take one work and judge a whole artist based on that. You need to kind of understand the body of their work.
Absolutely. So, we've cut it down. It could be as small as one person or three people to 10 people, and that's really our max when it comes to exhibits at that point. Yeah.
So how many local artists, and how do you kind of talk to me a little bit about how you kind of focus on trying to find local, Detroit-based artists for the gallery as well?
Well, I use Instagram a lot. I'm from the new age. I'm from the old school, but I had to get hip to the new age, right? So I use Instagram a lot, and people who display their work, which I'm, guilty of. Sorry, photo sensei people, I don't really show enough of my own work. But, artists, they post constantly what they're doing and you know, their new work and stuff like that. So I go to Instagram and I will DM you and say, hey, I like your work, you know, check us out. Here's the website, you know, why don't you send us a CV and something. I'd like to know more about, you know, about your work if you're interested in exhibiting in the gallery. So that's a good way for me to meet people. And that's a great way to meet people internationally. You know, we are bringing, you know, contemporary art from all over the world right to Grand Mount Rosedale. I mean, that's lit.
That's a great way to put it, because that's, it's definitely an area that people need to see more of. Yeah. Can you talk about that community in Grand Mount Rosedale, specifically the business community, and how you kind of relate to and work with some of the local businesses that are in that area?
Absolutely. We just recently did a project called Detroit Window Design Classic, which is a window design competition, but it also gives the businesses more foot traffic. It gives them an opportunity to be able to have their products displayed in extremely artistic ways. And then it gives the people an, you know, an opportunity to just kind of really explore businesses that they might not have just went in. You know, I know I've drove up and down Grand River a bajillion times, and there's many businesses along the Grand River corridor, and that I just didn't even think to stop in. So we're bringing attention to those small businesses through Window Design Classic. We did our first outdoor exhibition of windows in September, and we'll be doing it again next year. And hopefully it'll be like a year-long thing where we're kind of getting the businesses involved.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you bring up a good point, because creating the kind of eye candy or something to catch people's eyes is really important, especially on that corridor, because, you know, on Grand River, you know, people have a tendency to, you know, you're driving relatively fast and you're not kind of looking at all the businesses. So if there's something that can kind of catch your eye, that helps a lot to drive, you know, traffic there.
Absolutely. And then we had, we got a pretty significant crowd during the opening, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, walking around and checking out stuff. And that makes other people want to stop too. They be looking like, what they doing?
Exactly.
So we got a lot of that too, you know, people just driving by and, like, you know, just being nosy, because, you know, I'm a nosy neighbor too. It definitely builds, like, community, you know, like, for real, like, when people, you know, it's an opportunity to discuss and talk to strangers, you know, which isn't very popular in other cities. Detroit people will talk to you. Yes, they will. They'll tell you, they'll be like, what up? I'm gonna tell you my life story, and then see you later. You know, it's just like, it's a lot. So there is definitely a lot of friendships, new acquaintances and things being built through the gallery.
Very cool. And so, you know, I want to talk about this, because obviously this is, you know, been on everyone's minds, but with the pandemic, how did that affect the gallery? I mean, I imagine, you know, we've talked to different businesses about how that's affected them. So I'm interested to hear from, you know, an artist perspective and from, you know, gallery owner's perspective, how did COVID affect, you know, what you're able to do there? And were you able to do any kind of pivots or kind of innovative things to kind of keep things going there?
Yeah. Originally, when we first shut down, I thought it was kind of like a joke, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, they're gonna close the city down. That's crazy. Oh, I can't wait to sleep all night. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I thought it was a joke, and then it got very real. My mom ended up catching COVID, and she ended up passing from the virus as well. And at one point I, you know, caught it from, I don't know if it was from her or if I gave it to her, or I don't know what happened, but so I was very, I had to shut down. You know, really shut down, like, not, you know, like, I was like, oh, well, we can figure something out. We had started a program online called the Artist Takeover, which initially was a way for, you know, to stay present online. But it was also, I couldn't, you know, as a small business owner, I was doing, like, social media, I was doing all of these various different hats. I'm the curator, the director, payroll, I'm everybody. So I needed some help, and that was an amazing time to see the community rally around and make sure that the gallery had what it needed. We did the artist takeover. We had 12 Detroit artists specifically, Black artists specifically, who curated our social media and created some amazing, really, really amazing content. Shouts out to all of the artists that did the artist takeover. You can still see it on our Instagram page. We had like hundreds of thousands of views during that time, which was phenomenal and just was an incredible reach with all of the artists that was involved. And then, you know, initially it was like, okay, well, we're not doing in-person exhibits. We're not, the space is also a space where, you know, you can rent the space to do things. So a lot of our, you know, money was based on rentals. So we couldn't do any rentals. We even had to cancel rentals, which took money away. So, you know, we were in danger, you know, of maybe losing the space or, you know, being so far behind that eventually we might've went out of business. So, you know, we did a fundraiser, which is still up, you know, that we reached out to the community. And so far, we've been able to raise $14,000 to go towards the programs and, you know, overhead costs for the gallery for, you know, forever, for this year or beyond, you know, however long it lasts.
Yeah, talk about that fundraiser. I want to make sure you get the proper plug in for that. So talk about what you're doing, how people can support that.
Yeah, you know, it's just an opportunity for you all to, you know, give to the gallery so that we can give back. You know, at this point, we have been able to receive grants and some things that, you know, through the government. But now, initially, it was really to keep the lights on. And since we've been able to establish that and get that taken care of, we are also using it now to give back to artists and, you know, those who are in need. Specifically during this time, I mean, it's a rough time for artists. You know, that's one of the first things that, you know, that people are like cutting back on if they're trying to save money. They're like, well, I don't need to really buy no art right now, or I don't need to go out anywhere, or I can't go out anywhere and see anything, or I can't experience anything. So, you know, we are still, you know, we still have our fundraiser going so that we can support our programs coming up for this. The 2021 year, as well as support our local Detroit artists.
Yeah, absolutely. And you made a really interesting point early on in the conversation that I want to come back to and talk about supporting artists, because, you know, you said you had to move the gallery several times, and there's this tendency where, you're absolutely right, artists come in and make an area cool. They, you know, they're very much the early adopters, the first people in an area that, you know, it doesn't have a lot of attention. Then they create this cool space. They create this center of gravity, and then of course the money comes in, and they're the first people to get pushed out. So, you know, it's a kind of a big question, but how do we be better with that? How do we make sure that artists, when something is, you know, blossoming, developing, when there's becomes money flowing into an area or a project or a building, how do we make sure that we're not pushing the people who created that out?
We have to really, you know, educate people on finances and how they can stay a part of the game. You know, that's number one. I mean, everything is like, oh, you know, a lot of people are like, you just need to own your own space. Well, that takes a lot, you know, to own a whole building and have all of these, you know, requirements and licensing and, you know, and so, and some people just don't have that capacity. So you have to be able to create jobs and spaces for people to be able to make the money to be able to be sustainable so that they can thrive in those communities. But during that time, you have to, you know, make sure that they're taken care of. Like, you know, I know a lot of the apartments and things that are being built now have, they're based on your income or whatever. But I mean, honestly, they are still very expensive. You know, I was looking at a one bedroom in Midtown, and it was like $1,600. And that was with the, you know, what is it called? Yeah, what it's called. It's like a, you know, economic help situation. I forgot what it was called, but you know, we have to be honest, you know, and not greedy, and allow people to, you know, to be able to make the steps so that they can get to the point where they can pay $1,600 and take care of their family, you know.
So, absolutely. I imagine a lot of local artists, especially, but artists broadly, you know, they aren't not full-time artists. They probably also have other side hustles or 9-to-5s or things like that. So, you know, I imagine the pandemic has been really hard on the artistic community as well.
Yeah, definitely. And having that side hustle, you know, I have so many hustles. I have to say, stop it. I'm still a full-time photographer. I had a, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, are you still working, you know, with your craft?
Yeah, for a minute I had just, you know, again, I had to kind of slow things down, but as soon as I was able to pick them back up, it was back to work. You know, the gallery is my heart, you know what I'm saying? It's the space that's needed. I don't think I ever was like, it wasn't like a dream at the beginning, like, oh, I want to be a curator. Well, I did want to be a curator, but I just thought that would be a curator at a museum or something like that. I didn't think it would be, you know, an art gallery space, my own space. So, you know, it just, there was a need for it, you know, and having spaces like that for the artists, you know. So during this time, during COVID, and, you know, it's hard on the artists, but, you know, we got to keep thriving.
Is the gallery able to be open now?
We are not open to full capacity. We just do, like, you know, we have appointments and we only allow so many people in the gallery. So, and, you know, we haven't did an opening in the space since, we had the window design class, but that was outside. So now that it's cold, we've been moving a lot of our things online. And if you want to see the art in person, you have to make an appointment.
Okay. But you could also go online and see some of the artwork that's in the gallery? Okay. Where can people go? Where can people go do that?
You can see all of the art on our website at norwestgallery.com, or you can check out our Instagram or Facebook. All of those things are at Norwest Gallery. So norwestgallery.com, you know, we have our current exhibit up. It's Beautiful Ladies by Donna Jackson, who is now managing the gallery while I'm in sunny Arizona. I'm in Arizona right now.
That's awesome. But you still have the Detroit is a New Black shirt.
No,
so you're representing.
I'm representing the D, you better believe it. You know, and they're like, oh, aren't you blessed because you're here because the sun is shining? I'm like, how dare you say such a thing? Whatever. I have to go back, you know. So, but yeah, definitely check us out at norwestgallery.com. You can see what exhibits we have available and what events and stuff. We do have a really awesome programming coming up. You know, we're going to be partnering with the DIA for, you know, Black History Month in February. That is also our anniversary month. So we have some really cool stuff coming up for 2021. And so I'm excited about that.
And hopefully activating the gallery again in 2021, right?
It would be lovely to do things in person again. I do miss human contact.
Well, hopefully we'll be back to that sooner rather than later. That's amazing. And back to all the cool stuff that's happening in Grandmont Rosedale. Do you want to shout out any specific businesses in your area?
Man, so many. We got, you know, Juicin' with Jai, which is a juice bar that's right next door to the gallery. That's called Pressed, actually. Juicy with Jai is her Instagram handle.
Gotcha.
But then we got Page's Bookstore. It's an amazing bookstore that's right next door to the gallery. Orson's Collision, right directly across the street. Cuts Lounge, which is a lounge and a haircut space, so you can have an event in that space, or you can get your haircut. What you wanna do? You know,
or you can get your hair cut for the event later.
Right. Then we also have Detroit Vegan Soul. So the area, and we just, and it's a new bar and lounge that's just being built down the street. It's H&M Style Lounge. So I can't wait to get in there and shake a tail feather. That's going to be exciting. We need more spaces to dance and listen to good music and just really enjoy ourselves because life is too short.
Absolutely. And it's been a tough year. So we're looking forward to all that in 2021. So let's hope we are able to do that soon. Well, it was great to have you on, Asia. I really enjoy talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I love talking.
So I hope, everyone just go to Norwest Everything, Instagram, website. You've got the fundraiser going on.
Yes. And that's Norwest. That's Norwest Gallery.
Yes, exactly. We should make sure. Yeah. Norwest Gallery. Support local, buy art. You know, I just encourage everybody to check it out and see all the cool things you're doing. So thanks again for being here. Enjoy your time in Arizona, and we'll see you back in the D soon.
All right. Thank you.